Welcome to the Northwood Project. Is it on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so
we have an English project about current events
in an audio medium. So we decided to delve into the disappearances of the citizens of Northwood. Ooh.
Yeah. In the last 2 years, Northwood has seen 15 missing persons cases, which for a town this size is unheard of.
It's unheard of for a town of any size. We're an outlier. It doesn't fit any missing persons per capita map.
One of these disappearances happened last week. A jogger by the name of Marcus Parks never came home.
Just like 100 years ago. Legend has it that when Northwood was founded, some of the founding members went missing, and when they recovered the bodies...
Current events, Jesse.
Right. Sorry. What I mean is, it's spooky.
I heard when Sheriff Walker interviewed the family, they admitted that Marcus had previously gone no contact for days at a time. Allegedly, he had a bit of a gambling problem.
Maybe. He gambled with his life.
Or he's on a bender in Vegas.
You don't have to shut down all my ideas. You know this is supposed to be a horror podcast?
No, it's not. This is homework, not one of your podcasts.
Fine. Fine. Anyways, a neighbor of Marcus said that they heard yelling and commotion around 3 in the morning.
Pretty late for a jog.
Exactly. The unnamed neighbor said it sounded like an animal, and she was worried that there was some sort of dogfight outside. But when she looked out her window, she saw nothing.
Wait, so we don't even know if that's when Marcus was jogging?
Well, no. But weird sounds right by his house the night before the missing persons report was made?
Could be unrelated.
Or could be very related.
Let's try to stick to the facts. The amount of missing persons in Northwood is an anomaly that needs to be looked into. Disregarding the supernatural, there's something going on here. Possibly a ring of crime.
But don't disregard the supernatural, because something strange is happening. Very strange.
Why are you persisting on this angle?
Because it's way more interesting than a ring of crime.
Whatever. What does Rubik say? Did we hit everything?
We still have to discuss future steps addressing the issue, and a fake ad read.
The future steps in solving the mystery of Northwood is increased police presence. We have a sheriff with one deputy. There's no way they could effectively investigate this while juggling all the other needs of the town.
They can't investigate, but someone can.
No, read the ad.
Okay. Rainbow Sugar Bits, the cereal every kid is craving. Here at Corn Syrup Inc., we say nay to the dry, bland, wheat-based crunchy cereals. Now introducing Rainbow Sugar Bits, a delicious box of just marshmallows. We cut out the middleman and deliver the product we've all been asking for. Kids will love it, and it won't break the parents' bank. Use promo code Northwood to get 15% off at cornsyrupinc.biz. Cut!
So, it's been about a week. We turned our last recording into Mrs. Smith, and we actually got a good grade.
Which we severely needed.
Right. She told us that if we keep doing these recordings, that we can get some extra credit, and like Jesse said, we could really use it. And conveniently, someone else went missing last night. Her name was Rebecca DeWald.
She worked with my mom, actually. At the fabric store. Super old lady.
Yeah. Anyways, the plan is to continue updating these recordings as the case unfolds.
Right. And yesterday's disappearance makes the 16th person in 2 years. I was doing some digging, and did you know that in 1924...
Jesse, current events, same as last time.
No, it's important, I promise.
Alright, spit it out.
Like I said in the first recording, in 1924, early settlers of Northwood awoke to find the town's 6 founders missing. Only 5 of the bodies were ever recovered. When they found the bodies of the founders, each of them had their throat slashed deep enough to nearly decapitate them. Which explains why no one ever heard them scream.
Creepy, but unfortunately nothing like this case.
So far, the bodies of the 16 missing persons haven't even been found. Therefore, maybe there are some bodies out there with similar wounds.
Are we researching this case or writing a fantasy? There's no way we could know if any of it is true or related.
It's just interesting is all. This town began with people going missing and murder. No wonder it never went away.
Let's talk about some of the things we know to be true about this case.
10-4, buddy.
Something I found really interesting was that 7 out of the 16 missing people were last seen in a 1-mile radius around Ashbury Street.
So whatever is happening to them could be originating near there?
Exactly. And Ashbury Street is right on the edge of town, almost exactly where Northwood becomes dense forest.
It's a really big forest, man. I can't imagine how you'd find anyone that wandered in there, or was taken there.
Me neither. There's that trail that runs from the end of Ashbury right down to the river. Me and my dad used to fish there all the time. But I think it'd serve a really easy getaway for anything that happened on that street.
Well, if anybody hears this, stay off of Ashbury Street. Unless you want your throat slashed like the founders of old.
Whoa, that's kind of a lot, Jesse.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways.
Signing off.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. And hey, stay close, alright? Something weird is going on around here. Written by Keegan Watson and edited by Jacob Connor.